Lori's Voice doing great things in our own backyard, and there will be an opportunity to support and walk for the challenged this coming weekend. So let's talk about it. First of all, hi to you, Lori Hastings. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
And to your left, in front of me, in this great studio, there's a Dave Hastings as well.
Good morning. Known as Lori's husband. Hello. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
That's a compliment. Yes. All right. Congratulations, Lori's Voice. Very strong in our own backyard. Follow along, lorisvoice.org. And we sound like broken records, but I have to talk to that one person who's never heard of Lori's Voice before. What are you all about?
We're all about helping children under the age of 18 with a neuromuscular, a degenerative, or mobility issue. And basically what we do, Shelley, is we help pay for items that insurance doesn't cover. And that can be quite a broad range of things. One big item is an accessible van, a wheelchair accessible van. There's a big need for those. They're very expensive to do the conversion. We help with a lot of those. We help renovate rooms when a child has a disorder or disease and they can no longer get around in their bathroom. We help renovate rooms. We help with special needs camps, therapy sessions, extended therapy, wheelchairs, walkers, iPad devices, just a whole gamut of things.
How'd this Lori's Voice come to be?
Well, Dave and I understand what people go through. I have muscular dystrophy, and I've had it for a long time, since I was 12. He's taken a lot of time off work to take me to different doctor's appointments out of state and whatnot. And so when you're traveling and going to these places with a child, there's all these hidden costs and expenses that you don't realize. There's gas and hotel stays and food and extra things that you don't plan on. Dave and I said when we were first married that if we ever won the lotto, we were going to help special needs children. Well, we really never played the lotto, but we decided to do a nonprofit after our children were married and grown and out of the house.
And again, you're also quite involved in this community. So let's talk about this weekend's Walk for the Challenged. What's it all about?
Well, this week we're going to have over 2,000 people out on the Berlin Racetrack, the good people of the Berlin Racetrack, give us this place. And it's quite a venue where kids can ride their bikes. We invite a lot of other nonprofits. So we call it the hub, you know, racetrack, and the hub of people blessing the community. So, you know, if it's Make-A-Wish or the American Cancer Society, anybody that can share their resources are invited. The Be Nice campaign. I mean, you have a lot of the people from the community invited, and we give them a table because they're blessing community. So we share, we're all in it together to make the world a better place. So we have that. We have so many local media personalities come in. I don't know what they're all going to be doing that day because they're all at the racetrack. I don't know what the news is.
They believe in you. So, yeah, hopefully it's
they do.
A slow news day.
We're very fortunate that we have the media embraces our charity, but there's bouncy houses. It's more, we say a walk, but it's more like a festival out there. We have lots of free products like Fairlife in our own backyard of our, of Marn there. They bring in all this product and we give it away. Pepsi brings us product. We give it away. Wendy's comes in and we give things away. There's so many hands up. And then there's different businesses in the community where they're just giving us stuff, and we're not selling anything once we get out there. We don't want people getting in their pocketbooks. We want them to come and have fun. And so we have door prizes, and there's an ice cream truck coming and giving ice cream away.
Will it be, obviously, available for those who have challenges?
Absolutely. Yes. When you get there, you're going to feel this overwhelming sense of kindness, and there's so many kids that come in wheelchairs, and we always say you don't have to walk to be a part of the walk. If you're elderly and you want to bring a bag chair and just sit along the side and watch, it's just a great time. I call it a reunion for these kids. They come out and they see each other once a year, and there's so much love and kindness. You can just feel the sense of that in the air. So it is great.
Now, is this still holding true for free T-shirts to the first 1,400 participants?
That's correct. And if you register online before Saturday, you will receive a race ticket for that evening's race event.
Oh, my gosh. So there's a race event that night.
Yes, there is. So that's an extra bonus. If you register online before Saturday, you get a free race ticket.
Speaking of race, not only that day of the walk, yeah, we get about the race community is awesome. We have about 30 drivers that bring their cars, and they graciously sign autographs, let kids jump in their cars and take pictures. Mm-hmm. And I think it really helps with their fan base, you know, to do that for us, you know. But they love doing it, and they can't wait to come back every year.
Did we mention there is a superhero theme here?
Yes, there's a superhero theme. And kids, if you came last year and you wore your capes, ooh, wear them again, and we will be handing out capes to the children as they come in. The first, you know, first come, first serve. But yes, it is. We're going to have many superheroes there, big superheroes.
Oh, wow. Talking Lori's voice. And this Saturday morning's Walk for the Challenged, it is an event that is very affordable. Starts at 9:30. Yeah, you kind of hang out until 11:30 or so, and certainly learn all about how to support Lori's voice. And again, bring your bikes and your wheelchairs and your strollers.
Absolutely. Bring them all. Come race around the track with us.
And we apologize to the parents because when you bring your children, they're going to be begging you to come back again next year.
How many years have you done this to put you on the spot?
This is the eighth year.
This is the eighth year. Goodness gracious. And did I ask if there was food on site?
There will be free ice cream. We have a free treat table. You know, just a lot of goodies that are free.
Snacks.
Yeah, snacky
snacks.
Food. Yes.
That's important as well. And got to say this, and with this type of weather we have, you will walk rain or shine.
Yes, we will. If it rains like it has in the past 2 years, we walk anyway. That never stops us. If you see rain clouds, bring your umbrella.
We dance in the rain.
We dance in the rain. Of course. Yes, we do.
And back to, again, the voice, the Lori's voice mission. You inspire minds, you encourage hearts, one child at a time. If one is interested in utilizing your services, how does that happen?
Please go to our website at lorisvoice.org, and there is a tab that you can click on. It's for applications. We have a very simple application to fill out, send it back to us, and we'll get going on it right away.
And certainly you take time, talents, and treasures for this opportunity
Absolutely.
To support Lori's voice, right?
Absolutely, we do.
Yes. All right. Well, full circle. Details one more time for Saturday, please.
Details are registration begins at 8:30. You can register online or the day of. We are going to be walking from 9:30 till 11:30.
You're going to be walking for 2 hours?
We are. Walking or rolling.
But you're welcome to come just for a little bit. A lot of people do. They come for 20 minutes or some stay for the whole 2 hours.
Well, if I can come after my early morning race, I'll be there.
Oh, okay. We'd love to have you, Shelley.
Right.
It'd be great.
Guaranteed. Thank you very much, lorisvoice.org, and you bet Lori's in the house, Lori Hastings, Dave Hastings to boots, for this superhero theme, Walk for the Challenged event comes Saturday morning. Thank you all.
Thank you, Shelley.